Hi, welcome to Have Roots, Will Travel. My name is Lisa Elvin Staltari, and I'm a genealogist and a passionate traveler. And this is a YouTube channel that is truly dedicated to genealogy and travel. Right now, I'm focusing my attention on Lifi Jowa, the founding mothers of Quebec and to some extent North America. It started off as a personal project for me and has mushroomed into this series. We are now on number 73. I have on my website, Have Roots Will Travel, an index of all of the videos I've done before with a link to the YouTube channel. So you should be able to access the previous ones fairly easily. And I also want to draw your attention to the fact that I have a Facebook page and I'm on Twitter. If you need to write to me, please, lisa@haverootswilltravel.com, or you can just post a comment on the chat on this episode and I'll definitely see it. I get alerts and all that good stuff. So with that being said, please don't forget to subscribe if this is something you're interested in, and also click on those notifications alert and like my video and all that good stuff. All that helps me out. With that being said, let's get started. So regular viewers of the channel know that I produced a video called Lifi Jowa, the Program 2.0, in which I describe the entire, you know, reason for the Lifi Jowa and how they came across and how they were recruited. So have a look at that if you haven't already, to give you an idea, the perspective of what your ancestor would have gone through. I think it will be very helpful. So let's have a look at who we're featuring this week. Who's our Lifi Jowa? Her name is Anne Julien, and she is a viewer request. I looked in my files, and then I found my best friend's daughters also has this as a grandmother. So there you go. I'll be sending her a link to this. So let's get to know Anne a little bit better. Anne was born in 1651 in the parish of Saint-Germain in Paris. Her parents were Pierre Julien and Marie Pépier. The Church of Saint-Germain-l'Auxerrois is a Roman Catholic church in the first arrondissement of Paris, that first circle that we talk about, situated at the 2 Place de la Louvre, directly across from the Louvre Palace. And it has one of the, you know, the most historic places. And so the current church was built in the 13th century, with major modifications in the 15th and 16th centuries. From 1608 until 1806, it was the parish church for the inhabitants of the palace. So it has a very kind of noble kind of history. And many notable artists and architects who worked on the palace had their tombs in the church. Since the 2019 fire, which badly damaged Notre Dame de Paris, the cathedral regular services have been held at Saint-Germain. She was born in that first arrondissement of Paris. It's one, remember there are 20 of them. And this arrondissement is kind of referred to as Le Premier, the first, which is the first. And it is also known as Le Louvre because it's, you know, right there by the Louvre Museum. And it's situated principally on the right bank of the River Seine. It's also included the west end of the Île de la Cité. This locality is one of the oldest areas in Paris. The Île de la Cité had been the heart of the city, conquered by the Romans in 52 BC, if you can believe it. And while some parts of the right bank date back to the early Middle Ages, it's the least populated of all of the arrondissements and one of the smallest. So it really is one of those cultural places in Paris that everyone goes to. And this is where our girl Anne is from. So let's find out why she comes to New France. Well, like many, many filles du roi, she lost her father, and she, I'm sure her mother said, this would be a good opportunity for you. You know, that's sort of what I perceive in my head. She embarks on a ship bound for New France called La Nouvelle France and arrives in Quebec City on July 3rd, 1668. She would ultimately travel on to Montreal. Let's see where she ends up. She is one of a select group of women who ended up at the Maison Saint-Gabriel. Let's talk a little bit about this. Marguerite Bourgeois, who was the founder of the Congrégation de Notre-Dame de Montréal,